Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alicia, and how may I help you?
My name is Charles McGinnis.
Yes, sir.
This is about the seventh or eighth time I've called. My zip code is 77316. I went to the post office yesterday. My speakers has been sent back to y'all because y'all put the wrong address on them. And the bank has never received my money. And they said that number that y'all gave me didn't mean nothing. They couldn't track it. They didn't know where it was at because it apparently wasn't never sent. That's been 2 weeks. I know it don't take that long for you to send my money back to me for the $76 and whatever, 68 cents that y'all took out of my checking account. So I filed a deal yesterday, and I guess they're going to do something. I don't know what they're going to do, y'all, but I got tired of waiting.
Right. I do apologize for that. Can you spell your last name for me, please?
M-A-C-G-I-N-N-I-S.
Okay. And you said the zip code is 77316, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Address is 18500 Keenan Cutoff, K-E-E-N-A-N Cutoff Road, Montgomery, Texas, 77316. I spent 4 hours yesterday at the bank and at the post office.
Right. And can you give me your phone number, please?
Ma'am?
Can I have your phone number, please?
936-285-1780.
Okay. And you said someone was supposed to have sent you your money back already.
Yeah, the $76.68 that they illegally took out of my account for some kind of subscription or something. I don't know what that mess was about. They weren't authorized to take nothing but the $35 for the speakers that I haven't never gotten either.
Right.
And they were sent back on the 5th. Because that wrong address on it.
Right.
Post office investigated all that. And then I went to the bank, and I've never received my money or nothing.
Right. Well, here on the account, it says that the $76.68 was fully refunded. I'm not exactly sure why you're not getting it in your account.
Well, I don't know either. Now, yesterday, they closed that my credit card, debit card out, and issued me a new one because they always do that when there's a problem like this.
That's probably why you haven't seen it, because now this account here is closed, and you got another card. So the refund was issued to the closed account. That's why you haven't received it.
Well, that was just yesterday. Now, all this took place back, right at the first of the month, first of this month. But I can give you this new one right here, and
that's not going to do anything because that new card number is not in our system here. But it says here that it was fully refunded.
Well, I haven't gotten it. And the bank will be calling you on the investigation, I'm sure.
See if you can't try to call that canceled card and see if you can't.
What canceled card?
You said that you canceled the card that was on this account, right?
Oh, yeah, the bank did.
Okay, see, if you can't call that card, or if your bank can't, you know, try to look up that account and see if it's pending over there.
Well,
because I, yes, sir.
I was at the bank for over 2 hours yesterday, and they were checking, trying to find it. And finally, I had to file a, whatever you call it, fraud deal. So the bank is investigating it. And I hope it don't cause you folks any problems, because they told me most of the time they just black flag y'all. And then every time somebody tries to do business with you, it'll pop up and the bank just won't let them use their card on it. Now, that just gonna cause a lot of problems for y'all. But, I mean, I don't understand why that I didn't get my speakers, and then they overcharged me that $76.68 for some crap that I didn't order, and I don't even know why that they thought they could do that. Now, I don't know. You tell me. But I do know this. They took that money out of my account, and I gave it to them in good faith, and now I'm sticking out here out $100-something altogether for the speakers I never got, and the $76.68 that they took out that I never even gave them permission to take out. So it's really not for me to go chase down my money. It's for y'all to find it, because y'all the one that took it out of my checking account.
Right.
And y'all were supposed to send it back, but had plenty of time to send it back. And I've called, you look in your computer there and you can see I've called about 7 or 8 times. And you get the same thing every time. And I'm just, this is pitiful.
Yes, sir. And I do apologize about that inconvenience, but there's nothing here over here that I can do. Is there anything else I may be able to help you with?
So I'm just supposed to just quit and let y'all keep my money, huh?
Well, sir, it says over here that
what
it was
speakers?
Already...
What happened to the speakers? They came back to y'all. What did y'all do there?
We don't receive anything directly, sir.
Well, I don't know who got them or where they got them. I don't know. But y'all the one that took it out of my account, and y'all going to have to do something.
Sir, you'd have to talk to your bank, because I can't do anything over here when it's already been fully refunded.
Oh, so they refunded the speakers and all?
Yes, sir.
So how much did they refund back to me?
It was the $76.68.
That was for the subscription. What about the speakers?
The speakers were shipped out, sir.
And then they were sent back because they put the wrong address on it. So y'all got them back.
Sir, I do apologize, but I'm not exactly sure what...
Ma'am?
I do apologize for this inconvenience, but there's nothing here that I can do, sir.
Well, who do I call?
You talk to your...
About my speakers and about my money. I've already been to the bank. The bank said that there's, you know, they have to. Well, you'll see. You'll see. I don't know. You're telling me I have to go do it. Then who do I call about the speakers?
I don't have a direct number for that, sir.
Okay, so. What I do there?
You have to look at your bank statements and get the number for that from there.
What? No, the number from who? This is the number that it's given. The phone number that's on this account right here. That's why I'm calling you, because that's what's on my bank statement.
Sir, I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to do when it says here that the 7668 was completely refunded.
Mm-hmm. That I never got. But then what about the speakers? What I ordered. You have a supervisor?
Yes, sir. I'm talking to them now. Give me just one moment.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, I have a transaction number here for you that you can give to your bank, and they should be able to tell you where that refund order is.
I got that number from y'all yesterday, or day before yesterday, and yesterday I went to the bank and gave them that number. And they said they couldn't trace that number. Where do they trace it to? To what bank? To who? Because they've never received anything. First National Bank of Texas. I don't know what to tell you. But y'all are customer service, and I'm calling y'all trying to get help. And you're telling me there's nothing you can do, but y'all got my money. Hello?
3 or 4 days. Yes, sir.
Okay,
so they sent it to corporate, and they had just called on the 16th and sent that over there. So you may have to talk to corporate.
To y'all's corporate office?
Yes, sir.
What's that number?
Give me just a second.
I hate to be a pain, but would you just give $100 away?
No, sir.
Okay.
I don't have a number here. Let me see if it's a website. Give me just a minute. Okay, so it doesn't have a number here for that. I just have an ID number.
I don't understand all that. I don't know what you're talking about. You don't have a. I have to talk to corporate, but I there's no phone number for them, huh?
Okay, here it is. It's
855-205-207-1119. And who do I ask for?
Corporate.
Just corporate? That's what
yes,
I say? Okay. I'll try that.
Okay, and I do hope, I do apologize for today. I hope that your day gets better, and I hope that you have a good holidays. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.